This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
Joel Rosario was the man aboard Tonalist that day. He is back aboard again today, and he's nice enough to be with us here on the Equine Forum for a few minutes this morning. Joel, appreciate it, man. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And after the Belmont Stakes, you go on and you jump aboard Tonalist in the Jim Dandy last time out here at Saratoga. He gets beat by Wicked Strong. You get a rematch with him this afternoon. Take me through that Jim Dandy with your Belmont winner.
Yes, actually, you know, that was, you know, he ran great. It was a two-horse racing that day. It was me, Tonalist, and Wicked Strong. And, you know, he ran great. You know, Wicked Strong beat me that day, you know, but we're looking to see if we, you know, today is the day.
How do you turn the tables on him today, Joel? How do you turn those tables?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
How do you turn the tables and beat Wicked Strong today?
Well, I think, you know, the other day was, like, you know, two horse racing, and it was me, you know, me and Wicked Strong. Today it's going to be, you know, different race. They more, you know, more horses in the race, and they had to, you know, to worry about somebody else too. I think it's a, you know, yeah, probably so the difference. Yes.
Some people would call this a rider's race. We hear that a lot in horse racing, where it's a jockey's type of race, and you're going to be watching where the other horses are in this spot. Tell me what that means, a rider's race, and how do you approach a race like today's Travers?
Well, the thing is, you know, when there's two horses in a race, that you only, you know, like you think, you know, the horse to be, you always, you know, worry about the trip is different. But, you know, it's more horses, like, you know, today with, you know, I give you that example for my horse, and, you know, the race, every race is completely different. And, you know, when you have more, you know, more horses, you'll really have a, you know, more chances in the race. It's really, you know, making it, you know, a little bit, you know, different.
Tonalist is a really big horse. Is it a little bit more difficult to ride him in that, you know, he's maybe not as light on his feet as a little bit smaller horse?
No, actually, you know, he's big, you know, but he's take a lot of time to really, you know, for him to keep him, you know, to keep on going. But he do anything. I think, you know, when he went a bit of pants, he was, you know, he broke a little slow, then you know, push him a little bit, and he took the lead, and then he go all the way. I think it's pretty much easy. You can do anything you want with him.
Joel, let me ask you about this racetrack today. It's a track that's drying out. It's a wet track. It was a wet track yesterday and the day before, but drying out today. With this Saratoga track, when it's drying out like this, does it tend to play more to speed, or does it tend to play more to horses that come from off the pace?
Actually, you know, it can change. It can be different. You know, it can be, you know, it can be sometimes, you know, a little favorite and speed, or, you know, the horses come from, you know, sometimes they come from off the pace. Or some, you know, I think it's matter in the horse. If the horses have it, I think it sometimes don't matter. You know.
You know, last year, Joel, you had to sit this race out, disappointingly, because you broke your foot right before the Travers. You were going to be aboard your Derby winner, Orb. How difficult was that for you to have to sit it out last year?
Yeah, so, you know, it was a little bit difficult, but, you know, that's how the, you know, this is, and, this, you know, this is, you know, the racing, and this, you know, that's how it is. So I was a little bit, you know, I said, well, I don't have a chance to, just to, you know, ride in the showers. And, but I, after that, we said, well, you know what, you don't know what why thing happened and all that. So, you know, I'm very happy to be, you know, here today riding back again and to have a chance to ride a horse in the Traverse and you know, with a chance to win the race.
It looks like you have several chances today. A lot of live mounts. Your agent, Ron Anderson, he does a fantastic job for you.
Yes, he is. You know, he's one of the, you know, the best agents, probably the best. And, you know, I'm happy to work with him. And you know, I really need somebody like him. He's, you know, he's one of the best. That's for sure.
Joel, I tell you all the time, every time that you join us here on the show, I let people know that you wanted to be a professional baseball player growing up in the Dominican Republic, but it looks to me like you made the right decision, my friend.
Well, it look like for now, you know, we're moving good, so, you know, hopefully this continue. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm really happy about it when I am, so, you know. I just have to say, you know, thank you for all the people who really give me the chance every day. You know, all the owners and trainers and, you know, everybody who really working with the horses. So I'm really happy, you know, where I am now.
Who's your favorite Dominican baseball player?
My favorite Dominican baseball player? Yeah, well, I have a lot of Dominican baseball, my favorite. But Albert Pujols, he was one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite. You know, and I always love him, you know, watch him when he was playing with the, you know, with St. Louis. And then he's awesome. Yeah.
I wonder if he would say that you're his favorite Dominican jockey.
I don't know about that.
You ever get a chance to meet him?
No, not really. Not really. I got a chance to meet Robinson Cano. He's, you know, he's one of the, you know, the superstar too. So he's I got a chance to meet him. No, Albert Pujols, not yet. So hopefully I have a chance to meet him one day.
Joel, really appreciate it, man. I know it's a busy day for you, so thank you for squeezing us in here this morning, and I'll catch up with you soon. Safe trip today, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Mike, and you know, I apologize I can't be, you know, over there with you. Okay.
Yeah, hey, 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock, not 9:45.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
It's not 9:30. So I was like, yeah, you were... call me or you come back. I said, okay, call me. It's not easy for me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks, Joel.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mike.